This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What are your biggest questions after this?
For me, this vote was one of the toughest we've had to take because it was a monumental figure that came through our municipality that we're never going to see again. And the fact of the matter is the Common Council had to clean up the mess from the Brown administration and their mismanagement of these funds. And so to not leave $20 million on the table, we had to make tough decisions. We're up against almost a seven-day deadline of allocating these resources. We're sending it back to the federal government, and we could not afford that any longer. To me, I really believe that I know that the administration started to commence some form of an audit. We need a comprehensive one because I think that if anything is clear, it's that there's been at every turn some form of confusion or misdirection of these funds in a variety of pots. So I know the council needs to exert its oversight on these funds to see exactly where they are when it comes to fully giving it a huge examination of $331 million.
So without COVID recovery money in the future, how is City Fee for Services going to help balance the budget?
What's that?
I said without the COVID recovery money, how is City manage the budget, try to balance it?
That's a really good question. So when in 2020, when there were no resources and we had depleted our savings account, we actually had to bond our way out of it. The fact is we're going to hit a wall this year where we will not have enough federal resources to cover the deficit. And that means that we're going to have to cut from both sides. That means that we're going to have some form of cuts that are matched with expenses to meet to a middle ground. Next year's budget is going to be one of the toughest the city's faced in at least 20 years. But, you know, we need to have some form of resources that keep the city operating. That's police, that's fire, that's sidewalks, that's infrastructure, sewers, services that everyday residents rely on. So the reallocation now is just a Band-Aid. It certainly will not fix it. And it certainly will not complete the budget deficit this year. But we had to make tough decisions with being up against a July 1st or January 1st deadline of sending federal relief back. And, you know, certainly the council cannot be derelict in its duty. And as we're trying to come up with special meetings and special times and coming up with all these arrangements and agreements with nothing really firmed up, I even asked in the record, did we have a special meeting set up? And that was unclear. And so we cannot stand by and allow these resources to go back to the federal government.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.